A very good evening to all, dear brothers in Christ. So last few weeks, we've been studying about the human soul, and last week we studied about the hell. We clearly saw from the scriptures that the hell is not a place of torment, that hell is a place of burial. The grave is called as the hell in the Bible, and that has been translated in various different ways in the Bible. We saw the word Sheol, we saw the word Hades, we saw the word Gehenna, we saw the word Tartaro, what all it means. And you see, and we are clearly identified the real meaning of the word hell. So the general question that next comes to our mind is then, and what is the judgment? You see, then if there is no hell, then what is the judgment that we read in the Bible? So today we are going to take some time and study about the judgment. What does the Bible say about judgment? Dear brethren, you see, everybody, you see, are waiting for the judgment day. You see, the Jesus is going to come. You see, at the second coming, he is going to come upon white clouds. You see, he is going to come with his army. You see, and he is going to, you see, come upon the horses. And as he is going to come, all the dead who are in the grave, you see, they shall come back to life. You see, so then all the dead who come back to life, they will be judged, you see, as per the things that are written, dear brethren. So it will be a very fearful day. You see, all the graves will be open. All, you see, who see Jesus shall lament. Even those who pierced him, you see, shall see him with their eyes, and they shall lament, you see. Because why? Jesus is come to judge the whole world. So all the dead, you see, all the dead will come back to life, and they will all stand in a queue, you see, in front of the great white throne. You see, that is mentioned in Revelation 20th chapter. So what will happen? You see, there the books will be opened, and Jesus will open, you see, a book of life also. And Jesus will be sitting on the great, you see, white throne, you see. And Jesus, I will call each and every person of this world. Everybody will be trembling. Oh, Jesus is coming to judge us. And as per their deeds that are written in the book, they will be judged. If they committed sin, you see, if they have done things which are wrong in God's sight, as per against the law, you see, they will be judged, and they will be thrown into hellfire, where they will be tortured day and night, without any relief. You see, so they will be in agony, in pain. They will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Even after pleading also, there won't be any escape from that fire. So that is, you see, the judgment that is going to happen. And you see, also, the good people who have done good deeds, you see, they will also be judged. If there is any person who has done good deeds, you see, in the name of Christ, oh, they shall be rewarded with a very wonderful reward. And what is the reward? You see, dear brethren, that reward, you see, shall be based upon the works which they did now. If they did, you see, good works now, you see, humble, you see, very good, kind, you see, they shall be, you see, taken by the angels to where? To the heaven, where they will join the holy angels, you see, singing praises to God. So, dear brethren, this is the idea about judgment. So, judgment will happen like this. So, hell and heaven. Okay. Now, imagine, as soon as a man dies, already one judgment would have happened, no? You see, as soon as a man dies, what happens? Immediately his soul comes out of his body, you see, and his soul, you see, escapes out of his body. And what will happen? Already it would have gone and stood before the throne of Christ and received the punishment, you see, received the judgment. You see, if it is a good person, a good soul, you see, he would have gone to heaven. If it is a bad soul, then surely it would have gone to hell. Yeah, but then see, already you see, as soon as a man dies, the judgment has happened, no? Then why again one more judgment at the second coming? Why there are two judgments? You see, so this is based upon a few scriptures. So let us read those scriptures also and continue in our study. Read Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27.
It was appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27.
Very good, brother. It is appointed for a man to die once after this judgment. So it's very clear, brother. It is appointed for a man to die. After that, there is judgment. See, everybody tells us, brother, after that, there is judgment. Very clear verses there. Okay. Okay, let us consider that after a man dies, there is judgment. That means this should have happened for all the dead, no? All the dead people, let it be whoever it is, let it be at any time. Any point of time they would have lived, that means all the dead should have been judged by now. So who is the great judge? It is none other, not Jesus Christ. We know very well. So Jesus is the judge. Then judgment for the dead should have already taken place. Correct, no? As per the scripture. So let us see what Jesus says in Matthew 11:24. Matthew 11:24. Emmanuel, brother, can you read Matthew 11:24?
Matthew 11:24. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee.
I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. That means, here Jesus himself is telling that Sodom and Gomorrah have not passed the judgment. He is speaking of a future event. It shall be more tolerable in the day of judgment. Then, if Sodom and Gomorrah, who are the worst of all the people, if the judgment is not happened to them, you see, then when? You see? And moreover, Lazarus was dead. 3 days he was in the grave. Jesus called him, you see. And did Lazarus come and tell about any testimony about judgment? You see, the great white throne, you see, opening the books, any judgment about going in hell and heaven? No, we don't find anything, sir. Then what is the meaning of this Hebrews 9, chapter 27 verse? Dear brethren, we have seen in the first class how to study the Bible. Whenever we have any doubts, any clarification, any question from the Bible, we need to search and seek the answers only from the Bible itself. Dear brethren, so for this one, we need to study the Bible. See, always when you have any question, we need to read the verses a little bit above, below to come to understanding. Now, first of all, Hebrews 9:27 is speaking about whom we should understand that. It is not speaking about an ordinary man. Here it is speaking about the great high priest who was going to into the most holy place once a year to offer sacrifices to God. You see? So let us read that verse. You see, kindly read, Binod brother, if you can read Hebrews 9 chapter, verse 24. Read from verse 24, brother.
Okay, sir, I will read Hebrew 9.
24, from verse 24.
Yes, Hebrew 9, 24 to 28. Hebrew 9, 24. Yes. Okay, I will read. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hand, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in presence of God for us. 25. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For
Here you see, Jesus is compared to a high priest. High priest was entering to the most holy place once a year with the blood. You see, and whenever he used to enter into the most holy place, into the Shekinah glory, to offer the blood, he had to be very holy. Not even a single bad thought has to be encouraged in his mind. If so, then what would happen? Immediately he will die on the spot. So, if the high priest dies, then how to take out his body? Because apart from the high priest, none of the other persons were allowed to go into the most holy, and that only once a year. Hence, they used to tie a rope to the waist, you see, of the high priest and allow him to go inside. So in case if he dies, if he doesn't come, then they would be able to pull the body out. So it was like as if, you see, the high priest was appointed to death. It was as if like a dying situation. He may come or may not come. You see, therefore, dear brethren, this is actually telling about the high priest. You see, as high priest entered into the most holy once a year, similarly, Jesus entered into the heaven itself, into the presence of God once for all. He finished everything. Now continue, brother. From where you stopped, brother, please continue from there, brother.
Okay, sir, I will read. 26. For then must be often have suffered since the foundations of the world, but now once in the end of the world had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
Sacrifice of himself as high priest sacrifice. Here Jesus sacrificed himself, it seems. Next, brother.
27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto
See,
men.
The same context is continuing and saying, same way Jesus, as it was appointed for a man to die, then judgment, you see, even so Jesus also died for us. See, very clearly, it is showing the comparison, you see, of the high priest to Jesus. It is never speaking about an ordinary human being. And moreover, you see, the Bible speaks about second death. You see, that one we have already informed you. In short, the Bible speaks about second death also. For human beings, there's second death also. It is not that the man is appointed only once to die. Some people die twice also, dear brethren. Hence, this verse, that as soon as a man dies, the judgment takes place, is not to be interpreted in a wrong way. Okay. Now, then, when does the judgment take place? You see? What does the Bible say? Moreover, you see, if a judgment should take place, the person should rise from the dead now. When they're all in the grave, how come the judgment will happen? You see? When will the dead come back to life? What does the Bible say? Let us read 1 Thessalonians 4:16. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Peter, brother, can you read? Are you able to read 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Okay. Saiju, brother, can you read?
Yes, brother. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. When Jesus comes, then only the dead will rise. If the dead only will rise at the second coming, where will the judgment happen before the second coming? Dear brethren, therefore, judgment actually happens at the second coming, not before that one. See what Jesus says. Matthew 16:27. Saji Buddha, please read Matthew 16:27 also.
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
You see, when Son of Man shall come, he shall reward every man according to his works. Not before that one, not as soon as a man dies. Okay. Now, judgment is what? Eh? Judgment is the separation of a saint and sinners. You see, the good people and the bad people. Correct, no? That is a judgment. All the good people will go to heaven. All the bad people will go to hell. Okay. Let us assume like that only. Okay. Now, read one verse. 1 Corinthians 6:2. Stephen, brother, can you read 1 Corinthians 6:2, brother?
First Corinthians
6:2. Got it, brother? Okay. Can somebody else read 1 Corinthians 6:2? Emmanuel, brother? Shaija, brother?
Do a not... 1 Corinthians 6:2, no?
6:2. 6:2.
Okay. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye worth to judge the smallest matters?
The saints shall judge the world, it seems. Now, who are the judges? As per the scripture, it is not only Jesus, but the church along with Jesus are going to judge the entire world. Now, tell me, the entire world, is it holy? Are the entire world good people or bad people? Except Christians, the entire world, is it good or is it bad people? Are there good people or bad people? Tell me. Any answer?
Bad people.
Bad people only, of course. You see, that's what the Bible also says. You see, read Romans 3:10. Romans 3:10. Emmanuel brother, can you read Romans 3:10?
It's 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, none, no, not one.
There is none righteous, no, not one. Not even one person are righteous. Then the entire world standing before Jesus, throne, they are all sinners only. There is none righteous, not even one good people. Then why judgment? Why should they be called and informed about their sin? Lump sum. At a time they can be sent to punishment. No. Why this judgment is required? Individually call them and punish them, dear brethren. You see, all are sinners. Then why this judgment is required? Apostle Paul knows that the whole world is under sin. There is none righteous. Then doesn't Jesus know that there is none righteous in the world? Jesus should be knowing it. Then what is the meaning of judgment? Therefore, we need to study from the Bible. Actually, the word judgment is from the Greek word krino. In English, it means crisis. Crisis means what? You see, crisis means it can be this way or that way. A very, you see, important point. Like, for example, if a patient is in ICU, what will the doctor say? Doctor, what will happen to the patient? What will the doctor say? We can't tell anything. It can be this way or that way. See, that is the meaning of a word crisis. And you see, this word judgment or crisis is actually composed of two things. One is a trial and a decision based on the trial. Like, for example, you see, there are so many culprits were caught red-handed. You see, Kasab was caught red-handed. You see, But even then, everybody knew it. It was lively telecasted, what all he did. You see, it was caught on the CC camera. But as soon as he was caught, did the government hang him to death? No. They had a trial. Based on the trial only, these culprits were hanged. A judgment was passed to hang them to death. Devadrayan. So similarly, you see, judgment, you see, in the Bible is always composed of two things. First is a trial, then based on the trial, a decision. This is what happened exactly in the Garden of Eden. God had put our first parents on trial in the Garden of Eden, forbidding them to eat our fruit. In case if they eat the fruit, they would surely die. You see, but what happened? As soon as Adam, you see, and Eve ate the fruit, the trial ended there. The trial was given. They failed in the trial. You see, the trial ended. God pronounced the judgment. They were cast out of the Garden of Eden, you see, and they were condemned that dying thou shall die. You see, cursed is the ground for thy sake. You see, so that was the first judgment of God. He did not immediately pronounce his decision immediately, dear brethren. So there was a trial. Based on the trial, there was a decision. So each and every pain, each and every sorrow, each and every death, each and every grave in this world is a witness that we are all under the first judgment. This judgment came through Adam. It did not come to us individually. God did not judge us individually, but we were collectively judged through Adam. You see, in Adam all die. Bible says no. Adam was the one who ate the forbidden fruit. What happened? That death penalty passed upon all. Because we are all dying in Adam. So let us read Jeremiah 31:29 and Romans 5:12. Stephen brother, hope you are able to read Jeremiah 31:29. Okay. Binod brother, can you read Jeremiah 31:29?
Jeremiah 31:29,
brother.
Okay, brother. Jeremiah 31:29.
You can even read from the screen also.
1 minute, I got it. 31st chapter, yes. 31:29, right? Okay. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eats of the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge.
See, here it clearly says, you see, the fathers have eaten the sour grape. The children's teeth are set on edge. Father was the father Adam who ate the forbidden fruit. But what happened? We're all put under, you see, penalty. We're all put under the same decision of dying. Hence, this judgment came upon every human being through Adam. Romans 5:12. Emmanuel brother, can you read Romans 5:12?
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and the death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Very good, brother. So, death entered into the world through sin. And that was because of one man's sin. Sin entered, through sin, death entered. And this death was passed upon everybody Because God knew that as Adam has sinned, everybody will sin. So everybody will be condemned to this judgment. So we are all under that first judgment itself, dying daily. Okay. Now Bible says that there is going to be one more judgment day at the second coming of Jesus. Okay. Let us read that verse, Acts 17:31. Vinod brother, can you read Acts 17:31, brother?
Okay, sir. Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead.
You see, he has fixed a day, means he will judge the whole world. You see, day means what? One day means 24 hours. 24 hours, the whole world can be judged. No, you tell me, for Jesus, one day means how many years?
1,000 years.
Very good. So, 1,000 years. So, here, one day, the day of judgment means not literally 1 year. Jesus is going to judge the whole world for 1,000 years. See, in the Bible, day always never means 24 hours day. Like, for example, the Bible says during the days of Noah. During the days of Noah means what? Was it literally 24 hours? No. It was the period in which Jesus, in which Noah lived. So similarly, the Bible also says the days of the Son of Man. That means what? The days when Jesus is going to return to this earth and rule on this earth. That period of 1,000 years is compared to a day in the Bible, not 24 hours. Okay. Now, in this 1,000 years day, how the judgment will be? In the same verse, Acts 17:31, it is written, he shall judge the world in righteousness. Righteousness means what? Not in a unrighteous manner, unjust manner. It will be a very, very clear and a just judgment, it seems. Now you tell me, you see, for our sins, you see, who was bruised? Who received all our chastisement? Who received all our punishment? You tell me, who received? Let us read. Yes, Jesus Christ. Let us read Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah 53:5. Saiji brother, can you read Isaiah 53:5?
Yes, brother.
Read from the screen.
Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
You see, our transgression, he was wounded. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement was given. You see, that was liable for us. It was given to Jesus. You see, all the stripes which we were to take, who took? Jesus took. Now you imagine all the punishment which we were supposed to take, who took it for us? Jesus. Now again, come and give the same punishment to us. Is it just example? I have already many times told you this example. Again, I'll repeat it also. Imagine if you are there in the Middle East or Dubai country, if there is any, you see, mistake that we committed, they'll give the judgment there itself. They'll give 50 lashes, it seems. Imagine 50 lashes will be so severe that only for a few lashes only we will start shivering. Imagine at that time, if you are not able to take the 50 lashes, but instead of us, if Brother Emmanuel or Brother Peter or Brother Stephen comes forward and takes that penalty which was supposed to come to me, instead of that one, if they take, what should the judge do? The judge should release me. Because my punishment was taken by the brothers. So I should be set free. But instead of that one calling me again and telling me the same mistake and again punishing me for the same mistake, is it correct? No, it is not at all correct. Hence, the judgment, what Jesus is going to do at the second advent, is never for our past sin. Why? Because for all the sins, Jesus has already paid it. So, Jesus, you see, is going to do the judgment not to condemn the world. No, not to insult them, not to condemn that you are sinners, you have committed sin like this. No. See what the Bible says? John 3:13. Emmanuel brother, can you read John 3:13?
John 3:13 or 17, rule. John 3:17, sorry, brother. For the God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Not to condemn the world, but the world through Jesus might be saved. Okay. Now, Jesus, when he is going to come at the second advent, he is going to rule on this earth for 1,000 years. We all know very well, we have studied in detail about that one. And all the dead, you see, we're all gone into the grave, will again be resurrected and brought back to life on the same earth. And Jesus, the first thing he's going to do is bind the devil so that he may not deceive the nations anymore as he is today deceiving the entire nation. Entire world is being deceived, correct now? So, in 1,000 years, the first thing Jesus is going to do is bound Satan for 1,000 years. Read Revelation chapter 20, verses 1, 2, and 3. Stephen, brother, can you read?
I'm reading from the screen, brother.
Please.
Revelation 20, 1 to 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Till 1,000 years should be fulfilled.
Yes. Till the 1,000 years are fulfilled, he is bound so that he may not deceive the nations anymore. Why? Because that is what the devil is doing today, no? This is 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of many. Hence, if you go and teach to many of the people, they won't listen. Why? Satan has blinded them. How can you teach a blind person? How can you tell a blind person to walk properly, to see and go? They're not able to see. So, hence, Jesus is going to first open their eyes. When second coming is going to bind the devil and open everybody's eyes, then what will happen, you know? The people of this world will learn the scriptures. You see, during the judgment day, they will all learn righteousness. What is right as per the Bible? What is correct as per the Bible? What should not be done as per the Bible? What should be done as per the Bible? Everything will be taught to the whole world from the scriptures. Read Isaiah 26:9. Binod brother, can you read Isaiah 26:9?
Okay, sir, I will read Isaiah 26:9. With my soul have I desired these in the night. Yet with my spirit within me will I seek thee early, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitant of the world will learn righteousness.
Yes, when the judgments are on the underline. The people will learn righteousness. If they are sent to hell and heaven, they will learn righteousness. There is an opportunity to learn, repent. Learning will be there, dear brethren, during the judgment. Hence, you know what will happen? How the learning will happen? Their eyes their ears of understanding will be open. Scriptures will be very clear to them. Read Isaiah 29, chapter 18th verse, and Isaiah 29, 24. Saji brother, can you read Isaiah 29, 18 and 24?
And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Okay, 24th verse, brother.
They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine.
Ah, in that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book. Oh, the deaf, not the literal deaf. You see, those who have ears, even they are not able to understand the scriptures, even after teaching so much things clearly from the Bible, they are not able to understand it. They are not able to see the scriptures. When Satan is bound, when he is there no more to deceive the people, definitely what will happen? You see, the deaf will hear. You see, the blind will see the Bible and what all mistakes they did from the scriptures. You see, some still believe that, oh, soul doesn't die, there's hell. You see, they will all learn the truth when? In the 1,000 years table. You see, hence, Jesus is given 1,000 years to judgment was. What is the meaning of judgment? To bring back the dead people back to life. Back to perfection in which Adam was created. Slowly bring them back. You see? To bring them back from the, you see, sinful condition to the perfect condition, 1,000 years is required. Hence, Jesus is given 1,000 years. You see? You know? It will be the same way as it was in the Garden of Eden. You see, the first judgment and the second judgment, what happened in the Garden of Eden, you see, it will be very similar, you see. But only one thing, there will be difference. What is that one? You see, you know what is that one? In Eden, Adam was perfect. So in the 1,000 years, every man will be brought to the perfection. In Eden, God demanded obedience. So similarly, in the 1,000 years, God will simply demand only one thing, obedience. And in Eden, the reward that was promised was life. So similarly, in Christ's kingdom, the reward that was is going to be promised is life. In Garden of Eden, that judgment had a beginning and end. Similarly, in 1,000 years, it is going to be a beginning and end. Hence, 1,000 years is fixed, beginning and end. The only difference between, you see, the first judgment and the judgment in 1,000 years, dear brethren, is experience. Adam sinned because he did not have experience. In the 1,000 years, each and every man will be having experience, hence they won't sin. Dear brethren, each and every resurrected person who comes back to life will be given at least a minimum opportunity of 100 years. It's a minimum opportunity of 100 years to repent once they're resurrected. Even if they don't repent in 100 years, that is a sign that even if 1,000 years be given, they won't repent. So these people will be cut off in second death. So this is how in God's kingdom, everybody will come to righteousness. When thy judgment are there on the earth, the people will learn righteousness. Read Isaiah 65, 20. Isaiah 65, 20.
There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed.
Ah, you see, there shall be no more infant of days. In the Christ kingdom, nobody will die like a small infant, born 2 days, 3 days. You see, and there won't be any old man who's not filled his days. That means what? There will be no old man will be just dying at 60, 70, 80. No. You see, that means what? In Christ's kingdom, they will not die like a small baby. Neither will they die in a old age. Yeah, that means age is fixed. They won't die too soon, too late also. That means age is fixed in Christ's kingdom. What is that age? It says the child that dies 100 years old shall be a sinner. That means the minimum age for one to die in Christ's kingdom is 100 years. Minimum 100 years they will live in Christ's kingdom. You see, and those who die in 100 years, they will be accursed. That means they will be such a sinners that even after God giving them the opportunity, they won't repent at all. Hence, these will be going to second death. And this judgment itself, God is beautifully pictured in Matthew 25th chapter, verse 32 and 33. Entire, you see, Matthew 25, 32 till the end, it's actually speaking about the judgment only. Okay? Now let us read a few verses. Matthew 25, 32 to 33. Emmanuel, brother, can you read?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 32 and 33. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
See, Jesus will gather all the nations before him, you see, and separate the people as he separates the goat and sheep, you see. So, here, again, if you continue reading, it says, Matthew 25th chapter, when I was sick, you came and, you see, healed me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. When I was a stranger, you came and helped me. When I was hungry, you came and gave me water. When I was hungry, you came and gave me food. When I was thirsty, you came and gave me water. You see, these scriptures we would have heard several times in many of the, you see, sermons. You see, many people think this is to be done now. You see, because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these people, it is like doing to Christ. Hence, based on the scripture only, so many people do all sorts of hospitality work. You see, NGOs, you see, helping each other, home for the aged, you see, hospitals, you see, jail ministry, you see, and lending for the poor, you see. Correct, this is all based upon this scripture. Now, actually, when will this happen? Correct, no, that is very important, no? Let us read verse 31, brother. When will this happen? Brother, please read verse 31 also, brother.
31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
When will this happen? Not now. When the Son of Man shall come again in his glory, at the return of Jesus, at the second advent of Jesus, then only this will happen, not now. This won't happen now, dear brethren. It will happen only at the second advent of Jesus. You see, then only these things has to be done. Not now. Did Jesus do any of these things? Tell me one of these things Jesus has done. No, dear brethren. So, then the whole world will be gathered before him as goat and sheep. That means what? Two classes of people will be there before him. Once the truth reaches out, the people have to change themselves. 100 years, remember, the minimum age will be given. So what they have to do in 100 years? At least show some changes. And develop that sheep-like character. Or if they develop that goat-like character, not helping others, not having mercy and grace upon others, what will happen? They will go to second death. You see, that's what is the scripture says. I was, you see, I was thirsty. I was hungry. I was without clothes. Means what? This is not literal. Hungry and thirsty means spiritual food. Cloth means what? I was without the robe of righteousness. Many people who are dead, who come back to life, they don't know nothing about Jesus. Go and tell about Jesus. Give them the robe of righteousness. Tell Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. You see, I was in prison. Prison house of death. You see, pray for them that they may also come in the resurrection. This is the sheep class, sheep quality. And what will be the reward for the sheep? What will be the reward for the goat? Everybody thinks that they will go to hell and heaven. No. Read verse 34. What is the reward? Binod brother, read verse 34. Matthew 25, 34. Read what the Bible says.
Okay, sir. Matthew 25,
34.
34 only. Okay. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, a blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. Amen.
Ah, you see, come those on the right hand, the sheep class, come to heaven. No, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What Jesus taught us to pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, that kingdom which will be established on earth shall be given to these people. They all won't go to heaven. This is the earthly salvation. You see, so. One people who developed these good qualities on this earth, they should be given now earthly salvation. So what about the wicked, the goat class? Read verse 41. Brother, read verse 41 also, brother.
Okay, sir. 41 also. Matthew 21, 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen.
See where they shall go. They shall go to the everlasting fire prepared for whom? A devil and the angels. You, what is this everlasting fire? Everybody will think, oh, some lake of fire. The answer is given in the Bible itself. Where is it given? Read Revelation 20, verse 14. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, brother.
Okay, Revelation 20:14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
See, the lake of fire means second death, utter destruction. They shall be destroyed utterly from the presence of God. Dear brethren, therefore, you see, judgment is not for the past sins. You see, they will be given the first original opportunity to turn back to God. When Satan is bound, their eyes and ears of understanding are opened. Then only they will give be given the opportunity to turn to God and repent. Then even if then they don't repent, they will go to, you see, everlasting punishment, second death. Now let us read Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Saji brother, can you read Revelation 20, verse 12?
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of things which were written in the books according to their works.
Very good, brother. So, based on this scripture only, many people think that this is Jesus, before Jesus, the dead, the small and great will be, all dead will come back to life, stand before his throne, books will be opened, they'll be judged according to his works. Okay, now let us understand this verse. Okay, now who is this dead? Great and small. Now, what is this white throne? You see? The throne means actually, you see, that authority, the seat of the authority, correct? No, the seat of authority, the seat of power. So the white always in the Bible means purity. That means Jesus is the judge who is going to judge the whole world in righteousness. Now, who are the dead, small and great? You see, this is not literally small and great in tall, in age. No, this is not speaking about age. You see. This is speaking about the humble and the proud. If somebody, you see, a great person is coming, what do we tell? Oh, a rich person is coming. Oh, great person is coming. A very poor person is coming, we say he's very small, got nothing. So each and every person, he may be very great or nothing, everyone shall be judged. How? How are the people judged? Everybody think that they'll be judged upon based upon the book that is written. Book of life, their own book of life, then will be judged. No. Read that verse again. From what they will be judged? Read that verse again, Shaji Brother. How the judgment will happen? Revelation 20, verse 12. Verse. Correct. Verse 12.
One second, eh?
Okay, brother.
Twenty verse 12, wala.
Correct.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and
Wait, brother. Here it says books were opened. Next, brother.
And another book was opened.
Another book was opened. So there are books and book. Make the difference. Not everything is the same. You see, books are different and book is also different. Another book were opened.
Which is the book of life?
Underline it. For book, the name is given as book of life. But for books, no name is given. So which is this books and which is this book? You see? So here it says, the books will be opened and book of life will be opened. Okay. Now people will be judged based upon what? Everybody think that it will be based upon the book of life. No. Continue reading that verse, brother. How will the people be judged? Continue, brother.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books.
Books,
according to...
not in the book. People were judged based upon the books, not based upon the book of life. So there is a difference. Now, which is this books that is closed today? You know, which is this books? This is the 66 books of the Bible. This is closed. Many of the Christians themselves don't know. Jesus said, seal this book. You see, Revelation 5th chapter. You see, the scroll was in his hands with seven seals. Nobody could see the scroll. Open and break it. The Bible is a sealed book. Somebody please read Isaiah 29 chapter 11 and 12. Emmanuel brother, can you read Isaiah 29, 11 and 12? Sage brother, you stay there only. We'll continue with the same verse.
Isaiah 29, 11 and 12. And the vision of all these became unto you as the words of the book is sealed.
Underline the book sealed. Continue.
Which men delivered to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it, it is sealed.
It is sealed. If you go and give it to a theologian who studied theology so many years, how to run the church, if they go and tell many questions from the Bible, they say, we can't because it's sealed. Oh, secret, nobody knows, only God knows. So we don't know. Simply tell, no, you don't know. Why? You can't tell, no. So blame it on God. The sealed book, that's what the Bible says. Sealed book, the learned cannot understand. Then continue.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned.
See, if you go and give it to unlearned, it doesn't understand because it doesn't have Holy Spirit. The Bible is a sealed book. It is understood only by God's grace, God's Holy Spirit. Okay? So this is the books that is going to be opened in the 1,000 years. When Satan is be bound, the Bible will be clearly understood by each and everybody. Okay. Now, which is this book of life in which all the names are written? Remember Moses, what did he pray to God? What did he request to God? God, please remove my name from the book of life. Apostle Paul also said, no, book of life. You see, book of life means what? The names are written in the book of life. Correct, no? Read Exodus 32, 32, brother. Exodus 32, 32. So somebody can read. If somebody can open it quickly. Exodus 32, 32. Anybody?
Exodus 32, 32. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written.
You see, remove my name, blot out my name from the book which thou hast written, from the book of life. Now, what is this book of life? Everybody thinks, God has kept a little book where he's written everybody's name. Blot out my name is, God will scratch out that name literally in the book. little book. We all maintain book. Why do we maintain book? Because we don't have so much of memory. So to retain our memory, we write everything and keep it in the book. Now God, now our Almighty God, who is neither sleeping nor slumbering, does he need a book, literal book, to write everything? His mind itself is so sufficient. He remembers everything. Not literal book is required for him at all. Then what is his book of life? Book of life actually means God's mind. You know, therefore Moses was praying, God, if it is possible, please remove my name from your mind. That is the book of life. You see, who all has to live? Who all has to die? Who all has to get life? That list, where is there? It is in God's mind. It is not a literal book. Read, it's given in the Bible only. Malachi 3:16. Malachi 3:16. Emmanuel brother, please read Malachi 3:16.
Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them.
Book of remembrance. That is the book of life. Book of remembrance. It is his mind. Who has to come to life? Who has to live? Who has to die? That decision is in his mind. That is the book of life. Therefore, they are not just as per this book of life. He says, books were opened as per the books. The deeds which they did as per the books, they were judged. But that book was kept open because that was the list of who all has to live. So this is not speaking about literal judgment. God is going to judge each and every person as per the word of God. They will be taught the word of God in 1,000 years. They have to work as per the work of God. If they're not working as per the work of God, then they will all go to second death. Therefore, dear brethren, what all evil deeds which somebody does now, it has got something effect upon their character. You see, no one takes anything when they die. The only thing a man takes when he dies is his experience and his character. When he comes back in the resurrection, he'll be having the same experience and same character. So if you are going in the evil way now, it is destroying your character and gaining wrong experience. If you're doing good, then we are gaining good experience. See, building our character. So it is like a cricket match. If you go score good in the first innings, second innings will be easy for you. But in the first innings, if you're not scored good, second innings will be very difficult. Similarly, dear brethren, in Christ's kingdom, those who are done good now, it will be very easy for them to come back in the resurrection and leave all the evil activities and walk near to God. But those who have committed more sin, it will be very difficult for them to leave and again turn back to God. But turning back to God and leaving those evil things is a chastisement for them. That itself is a judgment, dear brethren. That itself is a punishment. Imagine, see, we are all turned to Christ now. We are all not holy persons. We are not good persons. We were all very, very, you see, bad persons in the world. You see, once when we turn to God, when we understand His truth, we try to walk as per the truth. But what happened? Was it possible for us? Is it really possible? No. So many times we struggle, we fall, yet again and again and walk. But each and every time we think, ayo, if I would have not built such evil things in me, if I would have not built the evil character in me, it would have been easy now for me. Same way, dear brother, it will be for the whole world. But God will give them the grace to come back, walk perfectly. Hence, to do all these activities, 1,000 years is given. This is the judgment as per the Bible, not literally standing before his throne, counting each, calling each everybody name, tell him go left, go right. No. Okay. So anybody has got any doubts, any questions? They can ask. Anybody, any questions? Peter brother? Emmanuel brother? Saiji brother? Stephen brother? Okay. So no questions.